This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
Welcome to A Taste of Sex, erotic poetry reading and letters to my pussy. This is Marcy Prochowski, and thank you so much for tuning in. We are here to turn you on today, and this is a collaboration of One Taste San Francisco and Personal Life Media. You can check out our websites, onetastesf.com and personallifemedia.com for way more information than you could have ever dreamt of that'll keep you throbbing, pulsing, enjoying sensation, and enjoying life. So stay tuned, stay turned on. Thank you again for coming. He holds me there firmly. As I continue to contract and then in and out, his thumb glides across the floor of my widening cavity, and again another dancer joins, this time his index finger. It bows, greeting my clit. I explode, shuddering. So I'm going to read a piece. And this is called Waiting is Such Sweet Torture. At a stoplight in front of City Hall, I sit in my car, alone, lost in thoughts of you holding me down to taste me. I moan aloud, The red lights of the crosswalk flicker in unison with my pussy that now throbs and increases in sensation with every new breath and sound that I release from my mouth. I flinch, my hands tied behind my back, blindfolded. You force me to wait. Give me your cock. Give it to me. Silence. Come on. Silence. My breath shortens as my orgasm takes over. I contract. Please. Hands bound, unable to reach for him. Unable to see him, the blindfold too snug. I feel him perching somewhere in the room. Time for your birthday present, he says. I moan, please. Again, nothing. Please. Please. Silence. My pussy hungers. Come on, you asshole, it's my fucking birthday. The air in the room cracks. I buck. My eyes clamp beneath the cover. He flies toward me, his left hand grabbing my neck, the other forcing my torso to the floor. He flips me over my knee, feeling the sudden burn of the carpet. He lays on top of me, belly to back, lays staggered between mine. You whisper in my ear, still, still, still. My heart pounding, knee pulsing, my awareness acutely in tune to my breath, my body spasming involuntarily. Ha, 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 ha. I feel my diaphragm stretch upward, extending my ribs as I inhale deeply. Exhale, dizzy. I feel his warm palm press into the left tip of my pelvis, his fingers wrapping around to rest on the front side of my hip bone. He gestures me to move in sequence, my lead in a fluid dance. Internally, I hear him. Pelvis tilt, ass up, back arch, knees bend towards your belly, lift to me. I follow, and then, as if my new dance partner, his right thumb slides into my introitus, and I tremble. He holds me there firmly. As I continue to contract, and then in and out, his thumb glides across the floor of my widening cavity, and again another dancer joins, this time his index finger. It bows, greeting my clit. I explode, shuddering. Ha, 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 ha. Sliding back down to the floor, my body releases as he mutters, "Happy birthday, baby. Your wetness is intoxicating." Thank you. Now we've got Hot Yia, formerly known as Vicky, now known as Yia, with a piece called Spontaneity. And it's about her making out with a hot chick.
Spontaneity. She walks past me, swaying her voluptuous hips, walking forward and looking back at me over her shoulder. She keeps her eye on me. Contact. Eye to eye. Not letting go. Then she walks back towards me, standing across the wooden table. She laughs nervously. "You want to make out?" she asks. "Yes. Now?" "Yes." We're standing by my bed. She tells me she's feeling guilty and ashamed. "Oh, so you get turned on by guilt, huh? You bad, bad girl." Her sweetie pie girl laughs. Laughter bubbles out. I push her onto the bed and hold her hands down. Her body is already an orgasm. My tongue flickers at her neck, and it tastes like sweet sweat, powder soft. Her chest is hot and feathery. Her body warm and supple, soft, and I mold into it. Feather, feather soft. My stomach undulates with hers. My pussy grows heavy. Her nipples are like soft, peachy flesh, cool to the touch. My mouth makes contact with a nipple. Her body responds. Her moan grows louder, and I suck and suck, one nipple after another. My hand roams beneath her black dress and up her thigh, teasing, lingering at the juncture of her pussy. I move down to her thighs. She smells of hot, raw juice, lips full and ready for my lips. My tongue tastes ocean salt, almond spices, and ripe strawberries. Her clit begs me to suck and lick and suck and lick. My finger explores a hot velvet cave. It swallows me, squeezing me, pulling me in deeper and deeper into its hot wetness. We are locked in a dance of pleasure and feasting. Faster and higher, deeper and slower. My body hot, heart pounding, stomach undulating in unison with her. We ride her orgasm, a roller coaster of lust and passion and raw pleasure. Thank you.
Stay tuned next week when she actually has another makeout with another fine goddess in this land.
Or man.
So now we've got Suzanne with electricity. Where she touches the desire.
And so I open the door and let him into me. I feel the flood pouring out of me, a tiny silver metal trigger to my heart, and he found it. His finger touches my clit. Electricity shimmers over my body. I am underwater looking up at the sun. A crinkle of cellophane folds over my body and then dissipates. His finger slows, light to the touch, stroking. My body bends up gently like a boomerang, up, held by an invisible force, floating up. My pussy comes alive. Even against my logical reasoning, suddenly I imagine rolling over and kissing him and placing my tongue between his lips and roving down until I reach his crotch and taking a deep breath, a long breath, inhaling the scent of him and letting his scent fill me until I don't need food anymore, just his scent to keep me from hunger. I want to taste him. I want to slowly move my fingertips lightly over his body until I'm quivering all over and I can barely hold myself back from diving into him until our bodies become one. A string pulls my chest upward. I am slowly being let down back into the floor and I am being gently placed down, no releasing. No doing, no action. Held by a force bigger than us, no separation, we are touching the face of God. The warmth in my pussy begins to spread and I am taken by it.
So, who feels warm? Who in the house feels warm? What, those of you that don't raise your hand, you're just too paralyzed, right, to even raise it at this point.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
So, Marissa is our orgasmic globetrotter.
You burst through the door, a blazing inferno, igniting desire, extinguishing darkness, sucking up the air that only through your lips can I breathe. Like climbing to the top of Half Dome, heavy like granite, the air is thinner, I can barely breathe. And still I climb to the top. I mount, using all of my reserve, ascending, it feels good, pushing on. Undulating hips, they feel good, remind me of my strength, my power. They catch the wind, and I am pushed forward, further. No. Wait. Fuck Half Dome and Ascension. I want to come down to the grounding rock, to the grinding rock. Feel the earth. I want to feel my pussy. Wait. Wait. Do you have a ticket to ride? Because the tavern down there, she is rare. Only highest paying customers allowed. Down. 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 Good boy. I surrender. Down to the ground. We assume the position. Finger on the trigger. Swept to the most sacred place. I am somewhere in between. Soft and delicate. His shadow appears. Drawing upon my face with his spirit. The symbol of pure love and joy. Its shadow moving me, his shadow moving me, to the deepest places. He's the column of light, love's vibration moving through me, letting go, absolution.
I love it. She's like Mae West and some like crazy Dom mixed together. This is our Marissa. Now we've got Bob with a piece called Saturday Night at One Taste. Hold on tight, because this is his description of a sleepover with two hot women.
I'm a little neurotic, so it might not be as hot as you're expecting it to be. We come to bed tired and full of Thai food and see R there looking cozy and a little goofy in her jammies watching Lost on her computer. Her buzz cut and build make her look like a boy, and her turn on, so evident when she asked for the sleepover with B&I, is now nowhere to be seen. Inside myself, I feel tension. I can feel residual rejection and how it calls me ever so softly to preemptively strike and walk away. I look at B, who I barely know as the person I am now, and knew even less as the person I was back when I first met her. Her wounds come through her turn-on, and both intertwine so I feel them together. Disconnection is a possibility here. I decide to take time to myself and go shower and reflect and then come back to bed. There they are, sitting together, two women in their 20s and me feeling like an increasingly studly 41-year-old. Actually, I'm not feeling studly tonight. I want to, but the energy in my body is more subdued. There's part of me that wants to cry, collapse, and be taken care of. Putting attention out on other people is still possible, but it's effort now rather than natural. The lights go out. The energy drops in the room, and B and I put R in between us. So beautiful, the two of them. They're slight frames. It's a fantasy. It's a gonzo porno waiting to happen. It's my life. It's my bed for the night. And still, I've got this wall up between me and sensation, me and experience. Slowly, the turn-on builds. They kiss. We kiss. Bodies start to writhe. Their lips, so perfect, devour each other. My left hand reaches across R to pull B's perfect ass in, my pelvis spooning R's, my cock hard, fitting between her ass cheeks, breath coming labored, our eyelids dipping to half-mast. Soon, B is on top of her. They are kissing deeply. My hand dips between their legs and finds R's very wet pussy. They kiss and grind. I grope for a while, but feel my energy is not between them. I'm an observer tonight. Internally, I feel this way, and I feel it mirrored in them as well. Okay, I think. If you got to watch something, this sure beats the hell out of TV. B grinds and fingers R's pussy, pushing their mouths deeply and hungrily together. My arm is under them. Fingers of my left hand traced B's perfect back, stroking hair, feeling the turn on. She kisses down R's belly and looks up and over at me. She leans over and takes my nipple in her mouth, and my body responds. It feels good. It feels like she's saying, hey, I like you, but right now I'm into her. The whole experience feels like a feminine test. Am I passing? The energy in the bed subsides. We talk and cuddle. Others return to the large bedroom to go to bed. It's M's birthday, and she and C share a hot makeout across from us after I've fallen asleep. It wakes B and I up. We kiss deeply and long. She asks for my fingers, and I fuck her with one, then two. First gently, then hard, then gently again. She comes a few times as I learn her anatomy, find out where she's sensitive. Her body is hard and muscled and moves like a snake at times. It's beautiful in the half light, and I feel blessed. After, I whisper to her what I'd like to do sometime. I want to open your legs and press the tip of my cock against your pussy lips, I say in a tired voice, and feel her breathe deep with staccato turn on. Then let the head spread your lips open and let it slowly fill you. My voice trails off, and we fall asleep facing each other, her skin under my fingers.
That definitely was a hot threesome, I'd say. That works for me. It definitely works for me. Yes. Thank you very much. So we have a lot of lingo around this place, if you guys haven't noticed already. And one of those terms is a makeout. I first came here, I was like, what's a makeout? I always thought like making out means like you French kiss somebody. But here, it doesn't quite mean that. It can mean anything from like just snuggling, just like having some time together to touch each other that may not actually have any genital contact involved or kissing, through like touching like body parts and getting moist and hot to like fucking. So what we attempt to do here at least is decouple, what separate the story out from the sensation. So that means we can all just decide to go for what we want, which is to fuck. Not necessarily always. We might just want to cuddle up, like Bob said, sometimes. But oftentimes we really want to go for it. And when we decouple the story from it, especially us women, we take the shame and all the slut messages we got from our parents and we toss it out the window. And we go for it. And it's really nice. So let's see who's going to go for it next. Can I is a hot tamale. Oh, baby, you just slapped his ass. Will you slap mine too? Oh, again. What the hell, man? What the hell? I'm in this hot black dress and you can't slap my ass right. Oh, yeah. There we go.
I'm not ambidextrous with the sex. You know? I don't know. Wow.
Say the name of your piece, would you?
It's called First and Ten. I like mysterious titles. So, I'm going to take you there. It was a nice day. Oh, man. He's got a new widescreen HDTV. We're going to watch the Super Bowl. All right. So, let's see. I've got 30 minutes. I'm going to get there. I just need to pick up a couple of things near my bed. I heard there was some hot stuff going on in the warehouse. I wonder if it's still going on. Oh, there it is. Hey, who's over there? Oh, I shouldn't be. Well, I should leave. But no, I want to stay. What is that? I walk over. He's got his hand in her pussy. Oh, well, this is a private moment. Wait a minute, there's four of them. Okay, how private is this? A pair of couples. I'm a fifth wheel. Wait a minute, this might be a full house. Okay, okay. And she looks up. Hey, what are you doing there? I was just gonna, well, come over here. Okay. Yeah, you got a nice cock. Pull it out. Huh? Pull it out. But, I do live in the sex community, I think. I gotta stretch my boundaries here, don't I? Okay, all right. There, okay, it's, no, pull your pants down and pull out your cock. Okay, whoa, I'm hard. That's interesting. Just the words just got me there. All right, now stroke it. What, huh? Stroke your cock, come on. And the other one goes, yeah, stroke your cock. Come on. Don't most guys fantasize about this? Why am I freaked out? Okay, I'm stroke. Hey, actually, that feels good. Wow. Okay, and his fingers is going. And this wet sound coming from her pussy. And I'm like, whoa, what am I doing here? I'm a good Catholic boy, used to be. Oh, wow. This is really hot. Who's that walking by? Oh, I've got my... it's not what it looked. Never mind. They don't care. I'm just stroking my cock. It's a normal day in the warehouse. Stroking my cock for other people on the bed. Okay. What next? This is kind of a turn on. I kind of dig this. This energy kind of shooting up my spine. I'm getting into this. All right. Yeah. And his finger is moving, and there's the squishing, and wow, this is fucking, hey, this is cool. All right. Hey, wait, I'm going to be late for the game. Fuck the game. Yeah, wow. Her breasts are so round. Her nipples are hard. I want to touch them. You want to touch my breasts? Yeah. Come on. Put your hand there. All right. Oh, wow. That feels so good. But I gotta go. Oh God, the contraction's coming back. I gotta pull up my pants and I gotta get out of here. I gotta go watch the game. It's the Super Bowl. I can't miss it this time. And I back away and they're finishing. And as he's moving his fingers, she has this incredible orgasm and there's a squishing and this wetness. And it's like, ah, whoa, I felt that from over here. And I'm pulling up my pants and as I take one last look, I see her pussy glistening, and I'm like, this woman is so hot. Are you looking at my pussy? Yeah. You want to fuck me, don't you? Why am I taking so long to answer that? Yeah, I do. With a little bit of confidence, I say. Well, grab a condom and get over here. What? Just like that? All right. And I'm hard again. What the hell? How did this happen? And I'm in her, and I'm moving. Ooh. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, opening kickoff. Fuck it. Whatever. Man, I'll get there by the third quarter, I think. I like this one. Oh, wow. We're moving. And shit. This is so much fucking fun. And she's on top of me, and she's riding. Move, come on.
Wow, being ordered around while I'm being fucked. I never thought I'd like this. And we're going and we're like athletes. And I'm panting and I'm breathing. And then that familiar blue-white electric ball of energy comes out of the top of my head and moves my spine and starts to explode in the center of my pelvis and moves out and and I forget everything but this moment. And we're panting and heaving. And the five of us, this full house, we take a shower. And I didn't miss the game, but somehow this game was much better. First and 10.
Thank you again for joining us today. It's so fabulous to have your energy clicking into ours. From San Francisco, I want to thank you. This is Marcy Prochofsky with One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco and Personal Life Media. Go forth, prosper in pleasure.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.